Now we're ready for our second game tonight as the Warrior men from William Jessup University have come into the Conlin Center. They're going to be taking on the Penguin men. Penguins are 8-1 in conference. Warriors 6-3 in conference. The Black Hole making their first appearance of the season in the house right now. And we're getting ready for the national anthem. And then the starting lineups. All right, folks. All right, we have a live version of the national anthem tonight. And we'll see if we can bring that to you worldwide.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
Great rendition of the national anthem, live. 20 minutes overhead, fans. Oh, the place is packed. School's back in session. This is the first Saturday night since school's been back in session. And we'll have the starting lineups now for the William Jessup University Warriors. They're under head coach Farnum Smith. Oh, check it. That's the athletic director. The head coach is Aaron Muick, assisted by Jeff Bussell, John Florence, and Ryan Schwartz. The starters, number 14, Adam Budisilic. Number 14 is Adam Budisilic, a 6'3" sophomore out of Lodi. Number 34 is Alex Dimos Santos, a 6'4" sophomore out of Las Vegas. Number 20 is Sean Hall, 6-footer out of Norco, California. He's a junior. Number 40 is Matt Kristoff, a 6'9" senior out of West Sac. And number 5 is Torben Sykowski, a 6'1" senior from Germany, Braunschweig. Coming out for the Penguins under head coach Brett Tavani. He's assisted. Well, he's got a mess of assistants. Jeff Stanley. And Brandon Davis. And for the Penguins, Alistair Flack's coming out, the 6-footer. Now Michael Wells has come out. Now Ray Chavis is getting the start tonight. Adam Chavis, number 34, is coming out tonight. We're working no rosters, folks. It doesn't matter. The Black Hole is in the house. And Ryan Trammell gets the start. Lee Creason, also one of the assistants under head coach Brett Tavani in his third year. Oh man, this is going to be massive. Oh, the place is absolutely rocking now. Oh, this is so great. And ladies and gentlemen, let me be the first to play this for you.
Hi, this is head coach Brett Tavani welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of BU Basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Oh, yeah. You know I love it when the coach introduces me, folks. We are ready to go as the Warriors are in the middle. The Penguins are in the middle. They're all doing the low five. Oh, this is going to be massive. Penguin ladies already took care of business. And now we're getting ready for the tip-off, and the black hole is going nuts, and the Dominican side is going nuts. Ryan Trammell's going to be in the middle, along with Matt Kristoff. So here we go, fans. The black hole is over there, faces painted. They've all got on the DU uniforms. It's crazy. Trammell in the middle, and Trammell tips it out. And Ray Chavez has it go out of bounds. No, that was Adam Chavez. And the black hole's already yelling at the referee. The black hole. We're 4 seconds into it, and the black hole's come unglued. Right side now. The Penguins will be attacking the left side. The left, moving from our right to left, from the P to the Q on your cube on your keyboard. Oh Jesus! Your broadcasts are pumped up or what? All right. 19:47 to go, and a whistle as Adam Chavez stole it away for a second. And then he traveled with it. So they give it back to William Jessup, the Warriors. Shout out to Jessup fans all over the world. Shout out to Penguin fans all over the world. Got some special shout outs coming tonight. Now working the perimeter. Here's a two ball. Long two ball by Sean Hall. Doesn't get it. Down with it. Michael Wells comes up with it. Flings it indoors to Ray Chavez. Chavez now across the court to Alistair Flack. Flack's got on the black socks and black shoes. Flack is back. That's the second time this year we said it. Had to sit out one game last time. Just a couple nights ago. Now Adam Chavez throws the ball into the Warriors' bench. Flack in the preseason hurt his ankle. And that was the first time. Then there was a little mix-up that kept Flack on the bench during that last game against Golden State Baptist. But Flack's back in there now. We've got everything cleaned up. Here's a long jumper from the top of the key by Demo Santos. He doesn't get it. Back down with it, Flack. Right side now. No score, fans. 18:50 to go. Left side, Ray Chavez. Chavez now back to the top of the key. Ryan Trammell's in there. And they get it over to Flack. Flack on the right wing. Nothing. Here's a jumper by Wells. Three ball. Wells buries a three. To open things, 3-0 Penguins, 18.5 to go. Jessup bringing it up. Here's Sean Hall. Hall with the start tonight, gets it over to the left side. He gets it to Budisilic. Now to the right, they work it back. Sykowski, Torben Sykowski, flips it. Oh, the Penguins steal it away. Now Adam Chavez gets it. Chavez is under the hoop, and he's accosted by Matt Kristoff. Kristoff is 6'9". He's a senior out of West Sac. And Kristoff came over the top, and there was no whistle. They just called it out of bounds. Ray now gets it indoors. Ryan with the turnaround jumper. Softly airball, Ryan, out of bounds. See if I can get these pronunciations proper. Budisilic. See if I can get that right. Budisilic. Or Budisilic. I'm going to do my best, fans. 18 minutes to go. 3-0 DU. This is a battle of the Titans. Both teams very large. They both got their big teams in there. Ryan Trammell forces the walk with Matt Kristoff drifting through the paint. 17:50 to go. In the first half, Penguins women have already won their match. Penguin women move to 5-5 in conference. Penguin men are 8-1. Penguin men are dying for a win tonight. Left side is Ray. Now over to Alistair. He's got his toes on the line. Alistair now almost has it ripped away. Alistair drives the lane. Alistair has it batted away by Kristoff. Out of bounds off Kristoff. Penguins on the short side. No team fouls yet committed by either side. Ray Chavez with a head fake. Left wing. Ray Chavez now gets it to the top eight on the shot clock. Wells, who scored the only Penguin point so far. Wells goes left, right. Wells, baseline off the glass. Wells for two more. Wells buries a deuce. Quick transition now. Sykowski has it. He drifts to the top of the key. He's got Wells on him, and then he hands him off. Now Sykowski, left side. Ooh, Kristoff had it, but almost muffed it. He did muff it, but he got it back. Now he hands it back off to Hull. Hull drifts over to the right side. He's got Alistair Flack plastered to him. Low bounce pass indoors. Turnaround jumper by Budishalik. He can't get it to go. Penguins get it. Outside, Ray. Oh, a bullet pass from Alistair Flack to Ray Chavis in the left corner. That is Chavis' wheelhouse. He was going to turn the three. And Chavis has it go right between his fingertips. Now indoors, and the Penguins steal it away. Left side now. The Warriors have got it. They go three ball from the left. That's Budishalik. He can't get it to go. Inside, Trammell. Back outside. Oh, with a long three ball and a foot fake. Adam Chavis had it. Wells has got it out there on the left wing. Now he's going to reset. Chavis, top of the key. He's between the circles. Left side, Alistair. Low bounce pass to Trammell. Trammell throws it away. Trammell's trying to hit somebody indoors, and Budishalik gets it. Over to the right, now here comes Sykowski. Sykowski gets indoors. Now a two ball by Kristoff, and that's the first bucket for the Warriors. 15:50 to go, fans, in the first half. Right side, Ray. Foul is called against Sykowski. 15:42 to go, fans. That's a first team foul by either side. Ray Chavis on the short side. He heaves it in to Adam Chavis. Top of the key. Chavis gets it indoors to Ryan. No, Ryan can't get it to fall. 5-2. Penguins on top. Jessup in transition. And a foul is called against Alistair Flack. Now Jessup's got the ball on the right wing. Here's Busilic. Budishalik, I mean. He gets it off to the left side, and a long two ball doesn't go for the Jessups. Penguins come up with it left side. Ray Chavis. Chavis drives in. Chavis, oh, in and out. Chavis couldn't get it to go. Kristoff comes down with a rebound. 5-2. One team foul aside. 15:04 to go. Left side. Now the Penguins work it. Alistair Flack on defense. If you'd like to interact with us, fans, you can do so at DUC Radio on the AOL Instant Messenger. After 8 years, my mother just IM'd me. She didn't know the address. 8 years. I think my own mom would know the address I broadcast on. It's only been 8 years. All right, Ray has the ball in the backcourt now. Left side, left, right, Ray, 360 spin jumper, Ray off the glass, no. Down with it is Lucas Burchard. Burchard with the rebound, left side. Jessup gets it over to the right now. A long three ball goes up by Blaze Bowles. Bowles came in on, oh no, Bowles missed it, but the Jessups get it on the rebound. Now a soft jumper goes back down by Tyler Looning. Left side, Wells, 5-4, DU on top. First half action. My own mother. Huh. Here's Alistair Flack now from Melbourne. Flack goes 360 with a jumper. Oh, massive rejection against Flack. Bowles gets a hand on it. No whistle. 14 minutes exactly. Now Jessa brings it across the middle. Oh, Flack steals it away. Flack's all alone. Flack left side of the layup. Oh! Alistair Flack gets it to go. 7-4 Flack. Shout out to Melbourne, Australia. Special shout out to the Flacks from Maureen in San Rafael. And now a travel's been called on Bowles. Pat Fahey's come back into the game. Well, he's come into the game for the first time. Nate Rogoff is in there, along with Wells and Ray Chavis. Penguins only have four on the floor. Now Adam Chavis is back in there. I thought Chavis was going to the bench. Left side, Ray. 13.5, 7-4. Here's Adam. Oh, Ray with the feed. Adam Chavis, left side on the baseline. Scores the deuce. 9-4. Penguins 8-1 in conference. Black Hole is just coming unglued over there on the Penguins side. The place is loaded. Now Lucas Burchard gets the ball off to Bowles. Bowles with a head fake. Burchard, turnaround jumper. Oh, he's stuffed by Pat Fahey. 13 minutes exactly. Ari Ivintosh getting ready to come in. Now across the middle, and timeout has been called. No, a whistle. Lucas Burchard, his first. Second team foul committed by William Jessup, the Warriors. 9-4. 12:56 to go. Ari Ivintosh now inbounds. Gets it to Wells. Wells goes between the legs. Now Wells calling out the play over to Nate at the top of the key. Now Wells. Now Pat Fahey. Fahey thinking three ball. He doesn't want to do it. Fahey's up against the tallest guy out there for the Jessups. Left side, Fahey. Fahey fires it indoors. Now Ari gets it to go. Ari works it high off the glass. 11-4, 12.5 to go in the first half, fans. Right side now, working it in is Hull. Hull with the fadeaway jumper. Hull buries it from 15 on the right side. 11-6. Nate Rogoff brings it across the middle. Nate over to Ari now. Ari, head fake. Ari, right wing, left side. Wells, Ray Chavis too far out to shoot. Wells, Wells calls out the play. Back to Ari on the left wing. Fahey, oh, Fahey thought about it. Fahey fires it back to the top. Wells, 14 on the shot clock. Wells goes right, left, drives the lane. Wells up with it. He gets rejected. Down with it, Ari. Back to Fahey, outside Ray. Here's, oh, Rogoff thought about it. Four on the shot clock. Three ball by Ari. Oh, Ivintosh a little bit deep. Sean Hull with the rebound. Hull brings it up. Hull slows down. He goes up against Nate with the fadeaway jumper. Hull scores the last two buckets for the Warriors. 11-8. And there's 11:40 to go, fans. Now Nate brings it up. Penguins need to slow things down a little bit. There's been a ton of action. Now Wells is over there in front of the black hole. He's right in front of him. Oh, head fake. Ray Chavis. No. Left side. Nate. Bullet pass. Wells in the left corner. Back outside to Pat Fahey. Jumps in. Fahey drives the lane. Fahey deep. It wouldn't go. Back down with it, Hull. Hull brings it up. Hull scored the last two buckets. Here's the long three ball out of Looning. Deep. Tipped out. And they give the ball to the Penguins. After Michael Wells with a brilliant box out kept Burchard from getting in there. Hull heads back to the bench. And it looks like Max Botner's come in. Botner, a 6'3" sophomore out of Folsom. William Jessup, located just east of Sacramento. Now here's Fahey, three ball straight away, had all the time in the world to look at it, short. Burchard comes down with the rebound. 10:45 to go, 11-8, DU. William Jessup, 6-3 in conference. 10:30 to go, left side. Here's Sykowski. Now they get it indoors to Botner. Botner walks with it. No, there's a whistle. Foul is called against Ari Ivintosh. That's his first, second team foul. Ferreira's coming in for the Penguins. Ray Chavis back to the bench. Jessup's going to bring it in. They've got 5 seconds. That's three, four. No, they get it in. On the short end, 10.5 to go. Right side. Here's Burchard. Left side now. Sykowski drives in against Nate. Nowhere to go. Nate won't let him in. Sykowski works it off the backboard. No, gets his own rebound. Hits the bottom of the backboard and a whistle. Sykowski to the line now. 11-8. Adam Chavis is getting ready to come back in for the Penguins. Sykowski buries the first one. As Tavani hates what he's seeing right now. Adams come in place of Ari. 10-12 to go, 11-9. Sykowski gets to go again. Now it's tipped out. Ferreira comes up with it. Oh, Ferreira smacks Sikowski right in the teeth with his elbow. Sikowski is on the floor looking for a bleeder. Sikowski is... Oh, no, he's just checking his jaw. Boy, he's bigger than a bleeder. Sikowski got absolutely rifled by Ferreira's right elbow. Sikowski's talking to him. He's saying, what happened? Ferreira's not listening. Ferreira and Sikowski are right next to each other. Ferreira wants nothing to do with it. He didn't mean to do it. And that's the end of the story. Wells to Adam. Adam drives the lane. Adam all falls over, but manages to save himself with a hand on the ground. Chavez, what an athletic move. Chavez left and right. Chavez 360. Uh-oh, Chavez has it swiped away as he went 360 by Bowles. So Chavez couldn't do anything with it. Now here's the jumper. And Botner buries a deuce. A long two ball. 12-11 Penguins trail.
Hey, was that two or three?
That's a three ball. Here is the Penguins on offense now. Nate Rogue off at the top of the key between the circles. He gets it indoor to Fahey. Fahey left, right, Nate. Three ball with a screen. Missed it right. Down with it. Sikowski's got it. He's going to take it the length. Sikowski, no-look pass off to Bowles. Bowles drives the lane right side high off the glass. And a whistle. And I think it's going to be on Fahey. Fahey picks up his first personal foul. So Bowles to the line now. Bowles makes the first one. An elegant arc on that one, Bowles. Pounds it home. 13-11, DU trails. Wells is out. Alistair Flack is back in there. The black hole relentless. And the second one goes. 14-11. The Penguins now on offense. Adam Chavez, right side. Penguins got to get something going here. Here's Fahey, three ball on the way. Oh, Pat Fahey missed it left. Down with it, Adam Chavez in the putback. Chavez is fouled. Alex DeMasantos. DeMasantos, a 6'4" sophomore out of Las Vegas. And that's his first. 14 fouls committed by both sides. So Adam Chavez will go to the line now. Chavez the leading scorer for the DUs. And the Dominicans got to get something going here. All of a sudden, the Warriors have been coming on strong. Chavez misses this one by a mile. Chavez now bends at the knees on the way. He makes this one. 14-11. Inside of 9 minutes. Ray Chavez is going to come back in on the substitution in place of Nate Rogoff. Good job, Nate. Back to the bench. 14-12. DU trailing. .848 to go, fans. Across the middle is Burchard. Burchard goes left side. Sean Hull. Hull's got it on the left wing. Hull works it indoors. Botner, turnaround, jumper off the glass. Botner, deuce. 16-12. Alistair Flack now bringing it the other way. Penguins moving from our right to left, from your P to your Q on your keyboard. Left side, Ray Chavez, three ball on the way. Oh, Chavez buries a three! 16-15, the Penguins trail by one. Ray Chavez hitting the big three there. Here's Burchard. He gets it out to the right side. DeMasantos on the way. Two ball. Cassell, no. Matt Cassell fired it up, the 6'7" sophomore. Penguins down with it. Left side, Ray, three ball on the way. Oh, Ray hits another big three. That's two in a row over Ray Chavez. Right side, quick transition. Burchard now gets fouled by Adam Chavez. Oh, Ari Ivintosh has come in place of Ferreira. They've not rung up the foul up on the board. I guess it was out of bounds or something off of Adam Chavez. No foul. Indoors, Cassell. Long jumper, no. Oh, Ray tried to get a hand on it. And now the putback by Dima Santos is good. 18 up. 7:38 to go. Left side, Alistair. Goes over to Adam. Back to Alistair. Left side, Ari. On the wing. Ari's too far out to shoot it. Now, Fahey. Oh, Fahey had the footwork going like he was going to fire the three. But now he resets. They get it back up to Alistair with a bullet pass to Fahey. Heaves it across the court to Ari. Drives the baseline. Ari right side. Ari's fouled. The putback by Adam Chavez. No foul on Ari. But Chavez is right there. 2018, Penguins back on top, coming up on 7 minutes. Now the jumper by Hull. No, he almost threw it away. They get it into the corner. Long two ball. Very short. Put back now by Dima Santos. No. Penguins come up with it. It's broken up by Adam Chavez. Inside of 7 minutes. 2018, Alistair Flack's got it. Flack now fires it over to Adam Chavez. Back over to Alistair Ari. Ari on the wing, slows things down, 22 on the shot. Three ball, Fahey on the way. Oh, Fahey buries the tray ball! Oh, the Penguins are raining threes! 23-18. Oh, man, the Penguins have all of a sudden caught fire. And a nice working it off the glass by Dima Santos. Well, that was sweet. Dima Santos was fed perfectly under the hoop. Now the Penguins back on offense. Right side, Alistair Flack's got it. Now he picks up a screen from Fahey. 22 on the shot. And they give the ball to the Penguins after it's swiped away from Alistair by Sean Hull. Great to have Alistair Flack back on the team. And healthy. And enrolled. Indoors now. Penguins on the short up and in. Uh-oh. And Adam Chavez with a massive rejection by Lucas Burchard. Oh, Burchard. No, check it. That was Kristoff, the 6'9" senior. Kristoff or Burchard, one of those two guys. Boy, they're both massive, hulking dudes. You know, I think it was Burchard. Burchard reached up and just completely ripped it away from Adam Chavez. Five on the shot clock. Penguin ball. Ray with the fadeaway jumper. Ray missed it right. Back to Fahey with a soft jumper. Fahey for two! Fahey falling away from the right corner. Gets it to go. Jessup now left side. Kristoff. Back to the top of the key. Ty Looning. Now he hands it back off to Hull. Hull slows things down between the circle. Valderrama's come in place. At the point for the Penguins. Turnaround jumper. Kristoff, two. 25-22. Jessup's hanging tough. 5 minutes exactly in the first half, fans. Halftime extravaganza coming up between the halves. That's why it's called a halftime extravaganza. Left side, Ari now. Valderrama out on the wing. Valderrama kicks right. Now a three ball. By Fahey, missed it way right. Back down with it, though, Ari. Fahey, left side, Ray, three ball on the way. Missed it way right. Fahey comes up with it, off the glass, no whistle. Back down, Adam Chavez! Chavez buries it, two, and he converts! 27-22. 4.5 to go in the first half. Penguins are 8-1 in conference. Man, would this be a huge win if they could get past the Warriors. Warriors, though, will have nothing to say, or they're going to have a lot to say about that. They're 6-3. Here's the jumper now by Jessup. No. Taken back down, and the put back by Kristoff is good. The missed shot was by Hull, but Kristoff is right there. 27-24, 4 minutes exactly in the first half, fans. Valderrama gets it to Fahey at the top of the key. Fahey takes it all the way around the outside. Fahey back outside to Ray. They're going to reset. Valderrama left side, Ari. Ari on the wing. Ari is fouled and knocked down by Tyler Looning. Looting, a 6'5" junior out of Tempe. Ivan Tosh back out. Havlicek's come in. Now the Penguins on offense. Now the right side, Ray. Ray gets it back over there as Adam fires it over to Valderrama. Now Fahey drives the lane. Fahey off the glass. No. Fahey missed it a little bit short. 27-24. 3.5 to go. Bringing it up now is Hull. Hull with the kick out. Hull over to Burchard. No. Three ball, no. Valderrama comes up with it after a big long rebound. Foul is called against Tyler Looning. Yeah, that's Kevin Kruger that's come in for the Penguins. 27-24. Left side now coming up on 3 minutes. Here's Kruger. Three ball on the way. Oh, a horseshoe back at him. Looning down with it. 27-24. 3 minutes exactly in the first half, fans. Driving in now. Burchard. No whistle. Whistle. Burchard just leveled Valderrama. And now Valderrama jumps on it, but it ends up in the hands of Looning. Now left side with a jumper. Burchard. Three ball. No. Chavez tips it out. Kruger comes up with it. Valderrama across the middle. Valderrama's got the ball for the DUs. Right side, Ray with a head fake. Ray now backs up. Wants to do it again. Kruger flips it off to Adrian Valderrama. Now Ray shoves the low bounce pass to Adam. Left side, Fahey, three ball on the way. Missed it left. Man, Fahey, so close. Sean Hull comes down with a rebound. 2:22 to go. Right side, kick out now. Over to Burchard. On the way, off the glass. 27-26. And a timeout has been called. Oh, man. This has been crazy. A timeout's been called. 2:15 to go, fans. 27-26. And we're coming up on halftime at 2:15 to go. This timeout brought to you by T&B Sports. T&B Sports since 1946 on 4th Street in San Rafael. Proud sponsors of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams. You can find them on the web at tnbsports.com. That is the end of the timeout. 2:15 to go. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. 27-26, 2:15 to go. Penguins on top. Penguins are going to bring it in from the long end. Valderrama's got it after Chavez brought it in. No backcourt pressure. Coming up on 2 minutes. Valderrama goes left, goes right. Now he sets up the play back to Adam Chavez at the top of the key. 2 minutes exactly. Ray Chavez outside Kruger. Kruger drifts over to the right. Now Valderrama's got it on the right wing. Outside, Ryan Trammell's come in. He's in there with Ray, with Adam. Here's Ray, thinking two ball. Ray on the way, left side, he missed it short. Boy, the Penguins got a case of the shorts right now. 1:40 to go. Max Botner gets the rebound. Botner brings it up himself. Botner now doesn't want to pass it off. He finally gets rid of it. A buck and a half to go. Left side. Now they get it indoors. Now the low bounce pass to Botner. Botner goes off the glass. And oh, Ray Chavez with the foul. That's the first personal on Ray Chavez. Botner on the line. Oh, brother, Botner barely got it there. Way short. Kruger's out and Wells is back in. Burchard is out. And Budishalik has come in his place. And the second one is good. So it's 27 all. 1:20 to go. Across the middle, Valderrama. Goes the right side, Adam. Left side now. Adam Chavez has got it over to Valderrama on the left wing. 27 up. Over to the right now. Ryan Trammell wants to work it left. Wells has got it now. 15 on the shot clock. Plenty of time. Now Ryan. Ryan's getting accosted. Something terrible on defense. 7 on the shot. Indoors. Jumper. Adam. On the way. Chavis buries a dunk. 29-27. Great play by Chavis. 45 seconds to go. 32 on the shot. Timeout has been called now by William Jessup. This timeout brought to you by Puentes Taqueria, located at Montecito Plaza, for the best burritos in town. Puentes Taqueria, you can find them on the web at puentes.com. Hey, Roger Goodwin is in the house, folks. He's our AD, the esteemed AD and the captain. He's the coach of the CalPAC champion women's volleyball team. That's right, fans. Roger Goodwin is in the house. 41.9 seconds to go. 29-27. 5 team fouls committed by the Penguins. 6 committed by the Warriors. Radio.Dominican.edu with a live CalPAC doubleheader tonight. Now both teams are back out on the floor, fans. And William Jessup's going to have it. Jessup located in Rockland, just east of Sacramento. But not tonight. They're in the house tonight. Now they're working the perimeter. Bowles has got it. Left side, they want to get the last shot off. Hull's got it. 16 on the shot, 29 overhead. Here's Bowles. Bowles with Ray on him. Bowles now backs up between the circles. Middle of the house, right. Bounces it. One low bounce pass to Kristoff. Kristoff goes off the, wants to go off the glass. Here's the jumper by Burchard. In, out, in. Hey. I don't know what happened with the shot clock, but about 4 seconds burned off the shot clock that shouldn't have. There should be 4 extra seconds on the clock. All right, I don't know why, but the clock stopped. 8. Wells has got it. Wells, 5. 4. Here's Ray, left side of the jumper. 2. Ray on the way and a whistle. 1.7.
What happened with the clock? 4 seconds.
1.7 seconds left, and Ray Chavis will go to the line. It's 30-29. The D's are trailing. The clock never stopped after that last possession, after that last bucket. Ray deep. Oh, brother. All right, Chavis has one more chance to tie this thing up. On the way, 30 up. 1.7 seconds. Inbounds. 1 on the way. Buzzer. Free throw line. Nothing. And that's the end of the first half, fans. 30 all. And that was sort of an inauspicious beginning for the Penguins. But they started to get it together sort of toward the end there when Fahey and Ray Chavis started knocking down the threes. The Penguins don't want to have to rely on the three ball all night, though. Tavani is not looking that happy as he's following the team into the clubhouse. Kind of glad I'm not in the clubhouse. All right, fans, for our halftime extravaganza will be coming up in about 10 minutes. For now, we're going to send you back to the radio.dominican.edu studios for some more Indian unsigned artists for the next 10 minutes. Then I'm going to be back with the halftime extravaganza and the conclusion of this game. You're listening to live CalPAC basketball, Penguin style, on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
I'm gonna lose it, 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 I'm gonna lose Radio.
Radio. Dominican.edu.
Yeah.
Hi, fans. This is head coach Brett Tavani, and I'm not running the DU men's basketball team through drills. I listen to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins, and the official radio station at Dominican University of California.
All right, fans, we are back at halftime. Scores 30 apiece in this barn burner from the Conlon Center. And I am joined tonight as part of our halftime extravaganza, since we don't have any statistics to bring you tonight. Since all of the statistic printing devices are down here at the Conlon Center, I'm bringing you one of the lacrosse players, but more importantly, he's a member of the Black Hole. The Black Hole is the sixth man here at DU, and it has been for years. Joey is sitting next to me. It's the first time we've ever had a Black Hole member in the radio booth in the opulent broadcasting area. Joey, how are you doing tonight, man? Oh, pick up that mic. There you go.
Pretty good, pretty good. How you doing?
Now you're kind of subdued. You were really pumped up there in the first half.
I'm trying to rest up my voice for the second half.
All right, that's a good call. I won't ask you to yell like I'm doing, but I was so excited in that first half. So Joey's here, and he's one of the lacrosse players. Joey, what position do you play?
I play midfield for the lacrosse team.
Oh, Joey's kind of calming down now. You're getting all mellow on me, Joe.
Midfield.
You're midfield, and Ned Webster's your coach, eh?
The Web is my coach.
Uh-huh, and tell us about Webster's. This is first or second year?
This is his, I believe his third year.
His third year? His
third year, yeah.
All right, but Webster's kind of big out there in the lacrosse world, isn't he?
Definitely. His dad's in the Hall of Fame. He played lacrosse his whole life, and he went to Notre Dame University, which is D1 school out in South Bend, Indiana, obviously. He has two brothers who played back east as well, so his family's pretty well known in the lacrosse community.
All right, now how many guys you got in the Black Hole with you here tonight?
I believe we have about 7 or 8.
Yeah, at least. And all you guys got the full paint going. You've all got the DU unis on.
We got the old schools on for sure.
And you guys, you guys are giving the William Jessup Warriors a. you guys are giving them some trouble up there, just the way the home team ought to do it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Me and my buddies came down because I'm from up by the Rockland area, which is where William Jessup is. And I got a buddy on the team, so my buddies drove down, and I'm just trying to give them get on them a little bit. But they're a good team. They're giving us a good game, so we'll see how it goes in the second half.
Yeah, you're not kidding. They're doing a great job so far. 30-30 with 3.5 to go. Joey out of the lacrosse team. Now, what's your schedule like? When are you guys playing?
Our first game, our first regular season home game is a home opener against San Jose State, February 23rd. I'd like everyone to come out and be loud and rowdy for us, like we're being loud and rowdy for the basketball team.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely. So that'll be at Forest Meadows.
Definitely.
All right, Joey, what's your last name?
Sullivan.
Joey Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you're a student here at DU, and what are you studying?
I'm a sophomore, and I'm studying communications.
Oh, you're a communications guy. You going to be in my class this year in radio?
Not this year, but probably next year.
I got Adam Chavez starting on Monday with me in my class.
Oh, wow. Adam's one of my friends. He's playing really good this year. And,
all right.
I wish him the best.
All right. Joey Sullivan, folks, a communications major here at DU, but more importantly, part of the lacrosse team and one of the members, sophomore member of the Black Hole. Joey, it's great having you. I'm really glad you stopped by.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Joey Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen. Good job, Joe. Great appearance by one of the members of the Black Hole. It's the first time it's ever happened. We got about 2.5 minutes now to go. Both teams are warming up. And we'll bring you the second half coming up in 2 minutes and 20 seconds, bring you the rest of this game. We'll be back then. Until then, we're going to bring you a little more indie and unsigned artists from the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, here we go with the second half. Before we get started, a big shout-out to Nate Rogoff's mom, Joanne, and his two sisters, Dusty and Peanut. Big shout-out. Dad's here. Dr. Rogoff is in the house. Nate Rogoff, number 20, one of the favorites on DU Radio. Just talking to Nate a couple days ago, and we were reminiscing about how I remember his rookie season. Just seems like yesterday, and now the guy's graduating. He's all grown up, that old Nate. 20 minutes overhead. 30-30. We are back underway. And Alistair Flack has the ball. Penguins on offense now. Penguins moving from the Q to the P on your keyboard, from left to right, as I look down on center court, high atop the area of play. From the opulent broadcasting booth, Penguins on offense. 23 seconds on the shot clock. Alistair Flack on the left wing. Way out there. Now Ryan Trammell's got it. Oh, Chavez just slammed into Wells, but he got around him, okay. Slipped off him. Wells now, back and forth, back and forth. Top of the key now. Adam Chavez drives in. Left side. Chavez kick out. Alistair, three ball on the way. Oh, he missed it just a little bit right. 19:25 to go. 30 apiece. Right side now, the Jessups have got the ball. Tie score. And one of the guys in the Black Hole went over and gave a low five to Adam Chavez. And a timeout has been called by head coach Brett Tavani. And this timeout is brought to you by the Mechanics Bank, proud supporters of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams. Stop by the San Rafael office at 904 4th Street. The Mechanics Bank, you can find them online at 3ws.mechbank.com. Mechanics Bank, 904 4th Street. All right, the coach has all of the players around with a dry erase board around him, trying to design some sort of a play. We're 50 seconds into the second half, and the place is absolutely packed. This is the first weekend since classes have resumed here at Dominican University of California. Head coach of the Warriors for William Jessup University is Aaron Muick, assisted by Jeff Busel, John Florence, and Ryan Schwartz. Of course, Tavani is assisted by Lee Cretian, John Parker, Jeff Stanley, and Brandon Davis. And we are back in the house. 19-10 left to go in this one. Score is tied. Here come the Penguins across the middle now. Alistair Flack has got it. Right side. Now Alistair drives in left side, kick out Wells, thinking about it. Wells drifts back to the top of the key between the circles. Outside, Alistair Flack drives in, low bounce pass, intended for Adam Chavez. No, Ryan Trammell had a hand on it, but it's swiped away by Dimas Santos. Over the right side now as they slow things down. The Warriors scored tied. Nobody scored in the second half. Ray Chavez hit the one free throw to tie the score just before the half ended. And that's where it sits, a minute and a half into it. Uh-oh. Inbounds to Budisulik, and he walked with it. No. Budisulik got it, and then he fouled one of the DUs. So the Dominicans will have it on offense. .18-26 to go. Alistair almost threw it away again. Boy, the Penguins got a... lay off that low bounce pass down low. They're trying to work it into the middle, and they just can't get it there. Left side is Adam. Adam goes left and right. Oh, he had his man beat, but he didn't take it. Now he gets around his guy. Adam, dump off to Ray. Ray goes between the circles. Nine on the shot clock. Here comes Wells. Wells goes between the legs. Wells has nowhere to put it. Wells is in trouble with the jumper. Wells deep. Back down with it. Wells gets his own rebound. He puts it back up. It doesn't fall. Oh, and now falling out of bounds was Dimas Santos. Dimas Santos falls out of bounds and bounces it off of Ryan Trammell's feet, and it goes out of play. That was a heads-up play by Dimas Santos. 17:42 to go. Left side, Jessup. Budisulik has got it. He drills it indoors. Hull's got it. He works the baseline. Now one of the Penguins falls on it. Ryan Trammell's on top of it in a jump ball. Five players on the floor, maybe more. 17:33 to go. Tie game. 2.5 minutes into it. Nobody scored. Penguins in first place in the conference. Now they get it inbounds. Dimas Santos outside. Hands it off now to Hull as he slows things down. Nine on the shot clock. I don't know if the Jessups realize the shot clock didn't reset. Five now. Four. Here's a jumper. Left wing. Budisulik. No. Penguins come up with it. Wells fires it off to Alistair. Alistair to Ray. Three ball on the way. Chavez. Oh, Chavez opens up with a tray ball. That's the third for Ray Chavez. 33-30. 17 minutes exactly, fans. Here's Hull, and he walked with it. Hull dragged the pivot foot. Penguins up by three now. Not a lot of scoring in the second half. Only those 3 points. It was tied at 30 for a long time, especially if you include the halftime extravaganza. Here's a jumper now by Adam Chavez. He can't get it. It's low off the glass. Dimas Santos pulls it down. He gets it over to Hull. Now they transition to the other side. Here's Sykowski now between the circles. Sykowski goes between the legs and drifts left. Now he gets it back over to Hull. Hull now hands it back off. Now Sykowski between the circles. Back. Oh, Sykowski almost had it ripped away by Ryan. Kristoff's got it. Sykowski now. Pat Fahey getting ready to come back in. Outside, three ball on the way. Hull, deep, tipped out. They can't put it back. And then the third try, Dimas Santos gets the two. 16 minutes exactly, 33-32. Low bounce pass from Adam Chavez to Michael Wells. Oh, and he walked with it. Wells was assisted perfectly by Chavez, but Wells traveled. Ryan out as Pat Fahey's re-entered. .15:50 to go, fans. 33-32. Penguins on defense. They kick out. Long three ball. Burchard. Oh, he... Nope, just two. I thought he was outside of that circle. But the ref held up the two fingers. The peace sign. 34-33. Penguins trail now. Fahey over to Wells. Wells gets it over to Pat on the left wing. Back to Mike. Right side, Adam Chavez has got it. Left wing, whistle. Foul is called against Budishalik. And then he gets yanked. Budishalik to the bench. Ray to bring it in. Gets it to Adam softly. Adam cannot get the jumper. Adam on the quick up and in. He had a perfect look at it. And Adam Chavez, the top scorer for the Penguins, can't get it to fall. Penguins on defense now. They trail by one. 15 minutes exactly. Sykowski's got it. Left side Hull. Now they work it back out there. Looning's come back in place of Budishalik. Here's a turnaround. Sykowski with a good foot fake. Drives the key. Back indoors. Now Looning scores the deuce. Looning left side. Penguins on offense. They trail by three. 14:40 to go. Tavani is up and he's pacing. And he's not that happy about it. Nate Rogoff getting ready to come in with Ari. Left side. Here's a three ball. Fahey. Oh, in and out. Doesn't fall. Looning comes down with it. Fast break to the other end. Burchard's got it. Sykowski now. Left side, three ball. Sykowski, short. Pat Fahey hauls it in. 36-33. Coming up on 14 minutes. Ray Chavez now on the left side. Oh, they get it in there to Alistair Flack and a massive rejection as Flack went up left side. Kristoff sticks an arm in there and flung it about 15 feet away. Here's Sykowski on the right wing. Now they get it indoors. Back outside, Sykowski muffs it out of bounds. He flung it in there to Looning, and Looning passed it back. And Sykowski muffed it out. Penguin ball. Ari Ivantosh has re-entered the game in place of Alistair Flack. 13:49 to go, 36-33. DU trailing. Nate Rogoff to bring it up. Rogoff bounce pass to Fahey on the right wing. Fahey with some massive defense against him. Nate's got it. Ray, three ball on the way. Chavez deep. Oh, man, there were four Jessups under the hoop. There was no way the Penguins could even hope to get the rebound there. Penguins down by three. 13 and a half to go. Sykowski gets it over to Hull. Inside. Oh, Hull goes left, right. Fahey tip out on the way. Looning, no. Down at Ray Chavez. Nate Rogoff now brings it up. Left side, Fahey, three ball on the way. Oh, Fahey buries the tray! Pat Fahey's tied the game at 36, 13 minutes exactly, fans. Second half action. Jessup now on offense. Looning's got it. He gets it over to Hull. Now back to the top of the key. Now Sykowski. Oh, Ray with a foul. Ray stuck a hand in there and shoved Sykowski. On the short end now, Botner brings it in. He gets it back over to Hull. Hull goes right, left against Nate, left, right. Off ball penalty. Now Ray gets another penalty. Another foul as Lucas Burchard, off ball, picks up the second team foul. Ray committed it. Right under the hoop, 36 all. Jessup on offense. Here's the jumper, Looning. No! Tipped out. Penguins can't come up with it. Now Ray's got it. He dives on it. Calls a timeout. Oh, and Ray with a heads-up timeout. Oh, Ray Chavez with some heads-up work there. Chavez dove on the ball, pinched the ball with his elbows, and then called the timeout. Oh, man, 36 all fans. 12:31 to go. They're all crowded around the coach. Tavani with the dry erase board out. Conlin Center is rocking. Black Hole is in the house. About a 8 or 10 strong. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 Black Holes. Black Hole guys in the house. This timeout, fans, brought to you by the Marin Independent Journal. It's all about Marin. Pick up your daily copy today. You can find them at marinij.com. 36 up. Ari will bring it in from midcourt. 12:31 to go. Inbounds Nate. Nate's got it right across the D insignia. Hands it off to Ari, left side on the reverse. Back over to Mike, double reverse. Now to Nate, left side, back and forth. Ari looking for an opening. Oh, Ari had a look at it, didn't want to take it. Nate goes right side. Now he passes off to Wells, 18 on the shot. Left side, Wells to Ari. Oh, Wells. Ari with a foot fake. Back to Nate. Thinking about it. Low bounce pass. Turn around to Havlicek. No, he couldn't get it to go. Havlicek came in on the timeout. Now it's thrown away as the Penguins try to break up the fast transition by the Jessups. Sikowski out and Kristoff back in there. Thirty-six up, two team fouls per. Inside of 12 minutes, fans. Oh, and the Jessups threw it away. Now Nate gets it on the inbounds. It was saved by one of them. Ari with the jumper! Ari Ivantosh! It's fed with a low bounce pass, and he bounces it high off the glass. Ivantosh for two, 38-36. Ivantosh's sister, Courtney, sang the national anthem tonight. We got that on tape. I didn't know her name. I had to talk to her at halftime. Find out her name, and I find out it's Ari Ivantosh's sister. Matt Kristoff now is fouled against Havlicek. That's his first. Third team foul committed by the Penguins. Kristoff will go to the line as Rogoff comes back to talk to the coach in the backcourt. Oh, this one rolls out. It was in for a long time. And Kristoff couldn't get it to fall. 38-36 Penguins. Now Rogoff's gone back in there to indicate the play should Kristoff miss the next one. Now the referee's gone and he's pulled on Nate's uniform, getting him to tuck it in. Still hanging out. Here's Kristoff, horseshoe, out, tipped out, Penguin ball. Burchard couldn't hold it on the rebound. 11:21 to go, the clock rolls, 38-36. Here comes Rogoff, between the legs. Havlicek, right at the top of the circle. Over to Fahey, thinks three ball, no. Oh, Nate had a look at it, he didn't want to take it. Coming up on 11 minutes, the Penguins by two. Right side, Fahey's got it. Now Wells, out on the right wing. Wells goes left, then he goes right. Now he jukes. Now he's at top of the key. He hands it back off to Ari. Ivantosh, seven on the shot clock. Wells drives the lane. Wells left side off the glass, and he gets it to go! And Wells with the bucket and the foul. Mike Wells will go to the line, 40-36 Penguins. On the way, Wells. Oh, he gets it to go. Rattled it home. The black hole, loving it. 41-36, the Penguins by five. Coming up on 10.5, Havlicek breaks it up. Bounces it out of play off of Budishlik. Check it off of Hull. Hull was diving out of bounds. And Havlicek bounced it out as he was falling into the black hole. Wells now into the backcourt. Nate's got it. He brings it up across the middle. Nate right side. He drifts in. Oh, Nate threw it away. He was trying to hit Fahey. Nate with a low bounce pass. And another one went awry. The low bounce pass has been hurting the Penguins tonight. 10:26 to go, 41-36. Left side now, Hull. Hull's got it on the right wing, but he's out there at about 26. He doesn't want to do anything with it. He gets it over to Botner. Botner now goes between the legs. He's got Ari on him. Botner now, no look pass. Back to the top of the key. On the way, three ball, Hull. Ooh, Hull buries a tray. 41-39, 10 minutes exactly. Penguins back on offense. Havlicek, left side now, Wells. Wells on the wing, back up to Nate, between the circles. Nate now, left side. Nate to Wells, they're just playing catch with it now. Oh, Ari drives in, baseline. Ari off the glass! Ari Ivantosh buries the deuce, 43-39. Coming up on 9.5, Ivantosh very smooth there, very slick. Ivantosh, the number two scorer on the team. Right wing now way out there, three ball by Looning, no. But the putback goes by Kristoff, no. And another shot on goal, no. And the Penguins finally come down with it. And then a foul is called on Burchard. Nate Rogoff was the guy who emerged from the pile. But as the pile broke up, an off-ball penalty was called on Lucas Burchard. Burchard grabbed him around the neck and threw him down. And I think it was... And it's a technical against Fahey. Burchard horse-collared Pat Fahey. Fahey on the way. Oh, Fahey, very short. Fahey gets two freebies on the technical as all of the Jessups are in the backcourt. Fahey on the way, and he missed this one. The Penguins are going to get the point and possession. Fahey is hating it. And the Jessup fans love it. 43-39, 9:20 to go. And Fahey's one of the best free throw shooters on the team. But he's all alone in the spotlight there as the other nine players on the court were in the backcourt. And the Penguins do get the ball in the possession. 43-39, clock rolls, 9:10 to go. Ari's got it on the left wing, he hands it off to Wells. Wells now to Nate. Back and forth, the Penguins with the reverse. Now Nate, right, left. Nate, over to Wells, right wing. Left side, Wells. Now he drifts up. Left side, back outside to Ari. Ari goes right with a foot fake. Out to Wells. Seven on the shot. Wells drives it outside. Fahey, three ball on the way. Oh, Fahey makes up for the two missed. And he buries the three ball.
No. Hey, what did he call there? On us?
Penguins are called with a delay of game warning. 45-39 after Fahey knocks down the massive three. Eight and a half to go. 8:24 to go. Left side now. Jessup's working the ball. Uh-oh, and now something's been called off ball. .46-39, they corrected it. They only gave Fahey two on that long bomb. And the Flax friend, Maureen, came down from the stands and corrected the scorekeeper. Good job, Maureen. Shout out to the Flax from Maureen. She's keeping an eye on things here, and that's for sure. Right side now with the jumper. Hall too much. Ari Ivantosh knocks it out of bounds. No, he doesn't. He had a hand on it, but they gave it to the Penguins. In the backcourt now, Ari Ivantosh has got it. Along with Fahey, we're coming up on 8 minutes. 46-39. Left side now. Nate Rogoff's got it. Nate now goes back and forth. Nate's got Bulls plastered to him. Now he flips it out to Wells on the left wing. Right over by the black hole. Wells now hands it off to Ari. Ari slows things down between the circles. Ari goes 360. Now back outside to Wells. 10 on the shot clock. Driving in Wells. Wells stutter steps. Wells now stops. Slows things up with a jumper. Wells. Oh, he missed it. And it's tapped out into the Penguin bench. And they give it back to the Penguins. As Tyre Looning and Pat Fahey both got a hand on it. And the Warrior fans thought that Fahey tapped it out, but I think they got the call right. 46-39, Penguins. Fahey now. Left side, Nate. Way out there. Nate's at 30. Back over to Ari. Bullet pass to Wells. Wells goes right, goes left. Wells drives the baseline up, very deep. Put back Havlicek, no. And now it goes back off the glass. Havlicek gets it to fall, 7:15 to go. 48-39. Steven Santos is getting ready to come back in for the Warriors. Botner's got the ball. William Jessup on offense, off to our left. Now here's a soft jumper by Kristoff. No. Havlicek comes up with the rebound. Just ended up in Havlicek's arms. Nate Rogoff across the middle now. Nate works it right, left. Nate goes left side. Now he goes over to Ari. Now Ari goes between the legs and he slows things down. Just in front of the circle now. Here's Nate. Nate's way out there. He has no place to put it. He goes Wells, top of the key, 8 on the shot clock. Wells picks up a screen from Havlicek. Wells goes right, goes left, very softly. Havlicek off the glass! Oh, man, that was perfect. Wells fed him absolutely perfectly, right under the hoop. Baseline on the right side, 6 minutes and 10 seconds. 50-39, the Penguins are starting to make some... create a little daylight. Now here's a turnaround jumper by Looning. No. Down with it, Havlicek. He gets in a jump ball with Looning. Havlicek with good work. It's going to be Warrior ball, I think. No, it's going to be Penguin ball, but a timeout has been called by the Warriors. 50-39 with 6 minutes to go. And the Penguins are starting to create some separation, finally. It was 30-30 at the break. And it's just been crazy ever since. Man, has it been crazy. This timeout brought to you by Frank Howard Allen Realtors. Search for homes. Get neighborhood information. Frank Howard Allen Realtors love where you live. Find them on the web at fhallen.com. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beal. Stuart Horn with you. Thanking you all for staying with us. For this CalPAC doubleheader, a lot of basketball tonight. The Penguin women were able to get past the Lady Warriors earlier. Look who's in the house. Marcus Williams is here. My man. One of the Hall of Famers, that's for sure, Marcus Williams. 50-39, 6 minutes to go. One of the greatest DUs in basketball history, Marcus. Hit the biggest shot in Penguin history. Ever. Inbounds now. The Penguins have it on the long side. Now we're inside of 6 minutes. Havlicek back to Ari. The Penguins just want to kill a little bit of the clock. Now they go left side. Wells. Over to Nate. Nate now right between the circles. Nate on the left side. He drifts over to the right. Nate now goes between the legs. Low bounce pass. Fahey. Jumper on the way. Fahey. Two ball. Missed it right. Hall down by Sean Hall. Hall takes it coast to coast. Hall wants to drive it in. Now he gets it outdoors. Fahey reaches around and a foul on Dima Santos. Ari Aventosh hits the deck, but that was well after the foul. .532 to go, fans. 50-39. 5 team fouls committed by the Penguins. That one is on Fahey. Adam Chavez is getting ready to sub back in. And he does come in place of Mike Wells. So now out there on the floor for Tavani. Adam Chavez, Ari Aventosh, Pat Fahey, Nate Rogoff, Phil Havlicek. Inbounds. Here's a jumper by Sikowski. Three ball and it goes. And a whistle and a foul is called against Ari.
Is that a three ball?
Oh, man, a foul on the three ball by Ari. 5.5 to go. Sikowski has a chance to make it 4. And he does. That's a lot of points. Tavani leaves Ari Aventosh in there. 50-43. 5:20 to go. Here's Nate Rogoff now, working it. The Penguins by seven. Fires it over to Adam Chavis. Chavis goes right, left, 360. Chavis now slams into 24. That's Botner. Botner is 6'3", sophomore. Fouls on Botner. Six-team foul. Inbounds. Havlicek's got it at the top of the key. They get it indoors to Adam Chavis, and he finally gets it to fall. Chavis, four times on the rim, and it went. Well, that was a great feed by Havlicek. Left side now. Ari's on defense. Back to the top of the key. Over to Sykowski. Sykowski against Adam. Kick out. On the way, three ball. Burchard, no. Put back, no. Penguins go. The Penguins had it for a second, and Botner gets it to fall. The Penguins were fighting each other for it. 52-45. 4:35 to go. Here's Nate. Nate's left side. Now Adam Chavis has got it on the left wing. Over to Ari. Ari now, back and forth. Havlicek drives soft side right up, off the glass. Havlicek took advantage of the seam and took it in. 54-45. 4:11 to go. Kick out now. Three ball on the way. Burchard, oh, he missed it short. Down with it, Ari. Ari, 2-on-2, right side. Oh, man, and Adam Chavis is fouled big time. That's a third foul against Sykowski. Six team fouls for each team now. I think I said the Jessups had six last time. But at that point, they only had five. Now they have six. Here's Adam on the line. Adam Chavis short. Mike Wells has re-entered the game in place of Nate Rogoff. 54-45, 4:02 to go. Adam Chavis is back on the line. Chavis missed the first one. Now it's on the way, and this one rattles home. But Chavis is not that sharp tonight. I guess I can let the top scorer for the Penguins have a slightly off night once in a while. Very high expectations for the young man. Chavis, the sophomore. Chavis, the leading scorer for the DUs. Penguins by 10. 3:45 to go now. Stutter step, indoors. Dimo Santos, whistle. Third personal foul by Havlicek. Penguins by 10. Fouls against Lucas Burchard, the 6'6" junior out of Lodi. Burchard to the line. For Tavani, it's Wells, Fahey, Adam Chavis, Havlicek, and Ari Ivintosh. 3:43. To go. Penguins by 10. On the way, Burchard. Oh, he rattles it home. Tavani insisting the Penguins box out should Burchard miss this one. On the way. Oh, he missed it. And the Penguins did not box out. And Burchard gets his own rebound. Now a 360 off the glass. Burchard cans it. And a timeout is called immediately by Aaron Muick, the head coach for the Warriors. And now it's an 8-point game. Check it, a 7-point game. 55-48 after one free throw was made. And then Burchard got his own rebound, and he was able to convert the deuce. The place is packed with Penguins. The first Saturday night since classes have been back in session. Brandon Davis is running across the floor for something. I guess the coach sent him into the locker room for something, but I'm not sure what. Man, what a night. What a night. Fans, this timeout brought to you by Puentes Taqueria for the best burritos in town, located in Montecito Plaza. Puentes Taqueria, proud supporters of DU Athletics, the Field of Dreams, Go on down, say hello to Bobby at Puentes. He owns the place. You can find him on the web at puentes.com. All right, DU Radio live from the Conlin Center. CalPAC basketball. 55-48. 3:39 to go and eternity left. Penguin fans are tense, but at least they've got a 7-point differential with which to work. 3:39 to go, fans. When we resume play, both teams are back out on the court. Adam Chavis will bring it in for the mighty Penguins. 3:39. Chavis has got it. He fires it into Fahey in the backcourt. Now to Wells. Wells across the middle. Wells is going to slow things down. Wells has no Warriors on him. Now down low, they get it to Chavis. Uh-oh. Chavis stepped out of bounds. Right in front of the coach. They said he stepped out of bounds. All right, Havlicek's got blood on his uniform, and they wanted to stop play for a second, but I think it was one of the other players. They said he stepped out of bounds, but he didn't step out of bounds. He stepped on one of the lines, but it's not the boundary line. Anyway, they gave it back to the Warriors. Now the Warriors have got it on offense. They go outside. Burchard on the way, three ball. Air ball! Havlicek comes down with it. And the Black Hole's letting him have it. You can't throw an air ball here at the Conlin Center without the Black Hole saying something about it. Now Sykowski, Akas, Ari Ivantosh across the middle. 17 fouls committed by both squads. Ivantosh to the line. 55-48 with 3:01 to go. Ari now bends the knees and converts the first one. Ivantosh, very, very solid, the sophomore. Ray Chavis getting ready to come back in. On the way, Ari. Yeah! Ivantosh buries both of them, and that's huge at this point, 57-48. Got to keep the Warriors clawing at it. Now Jessup across the middle. Here's Hull. Warriors on offense, 2:55. The clock is rolling. The Penguins 57, the Warriors 48. Now they get it down low. The turnaround jumper is sent up by Kristoff. Good for two. 2:43 to go. Oh, and one of the Warriors hit the deck hard right in front of the opulent broadcasting area. Tyre Looning. Looning gets the foul and hits the deck. So Ray Chavis is out and Ryan Trammell's back in there. So now it's the Twin Towers. Chavis, Trammell, Ari on the line. Wells and Fahey in the backcourt. Ari on the way. Yes. 58-50, fans. Penguins on top, 2:38 to go, and Ari back to the line. Ari, yes. Unflappable Ivantosh. One of the Jessup fans screaming in his backstroke. Ivantosh knocks it down. Jessup now on offense. Butner. Boy, they need to start scoring and start scoring quickly. 59-50. Here's a soft jumper thrown up there by Hull. Hull follows his own rebound out of bounds. Ray Chavis is going to come in place of Ryan. And now a timeout has been called by Aaron Muick. listening to live CalPAC basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn with you live from the Conlin Center. From the opulent broadcasting area, the luxury box here, high atop center court, looking down on the area of play, straight down in the middle of the house, from way, way up here. 59-50, 2:21 to go. It's a bit of a nail-biter in the first half, and the Penguins managed to get a little daylight between them and the Warriors. And they're maintaining that 9-point differential. It's been 7, it's been 9, it's been 10. As long as the Penguins keep it right about there for another 2 minutes and 21 seconds, Penguin fans will be satisfied. Penguins currently first place in the CalPAC Conference. Warriors are 6-3 in conference. 18 fouls committed by the Warriors, 7 committed by the Penguins. 59-50, and we're inbounds. In the backcourt, full court pressure now. Wells has got it. Wells brings it up on the left side. Wells to Fahey. Fahey wants to heave it somewhere. Penguins just trying to kill some of the clock. Coming up on 2 minutes. Ari's got it. Ari's just bouncing it back and forth. The Warriors are letting him bounce it in the backcourt. Well, it's not in the backcourt. He's just between the circles. Left side, Adam. 13 on the shot clock. Chavis back and forth. Chavis back over to Ari. 8 on the shot. Ari between the legs, 7. Now Ari left side. Adam, 5. Adam drills baseline. Jumper. Oh, Chavis in and out. Sean Ho with the rebound. Fast break to the other end. Burchard. 360 spin move. Now, oh! Adam Chavis with a massive rejection. Comes over the top and a 3-ball. Goes up by Holt. No. Ooh, and Adam Chavis hits the deck. And they're going to call a foul on Ari Ivantosh, I believe. Nope. Foul is called against Ray Chavis. Ari Ivantosh was arguing with one of the referees about something, so I thought it was on Ari. He may have been arguing on behalf of Ray. 1:33 to go. Penguins by 9. Lucas Bouchard on the line. On the way, Bouchard missed it right. Bouchard back to the line now. On the way. Penguins need to box out. Bouchard converts. And the timeout is called now by head coach Aaron Muick. By the way, Muick is assisted by Jeff Bussell, John Florence, and Ryan Schwartz. Tavani, of course, is assisted by Lee Cretian, Brandon Davis, John Parker, Jeff Stanley. Live basketball action from the Conlin Center. On radio.dominican.edu. By the way, live student programming resumes early February as our new batch of DJs are getting the proper training and so forth to go back on the air with our student programming. Some compelling stuff. You want to tune in and check that out. And that ain't no lie. Team B Sports. Proud sponsors of DU Athletics since 1946, TNBSports.com. Right there on 4th Street. Proud sponsors of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams. 1:33 to go. 59-51. Adam Chavis has it on the end line. Chavis will bring it in. Fahey's got it. Low bounce pass to Adam. Penguins have 10 seconds to get it across the timeline. Ray's got it and he's fouled. 6 seconds burned off the clock as Ray Chavis was accosted deep in the backcourt. Returning for the Jessups will be Kristoff. Matt Kristoff, the 6'9" senior out of West Sac. And he comes in place of Dimas Santos. 1:27 to go. The Penguins by 8. Ray Chavis on the line. On the way, Chavis. Ray Chavis converts the first. 60-51. Ray on the way. It's very deep. Back down. Uh-oh. Warriors come up with it. Kristoff with the rebound. He hands it off to the right side, Hall. Hall goes coast to coast and buries the deuce. 60-53, 119. What? For some reason, the clock kept rolling. Adam Chavez was out of play. Ari Ivantosh has got it now. Ari back to the top. And a whistle. I don't know why. Brett Tavani's called a timeout. I'm not sure why. But when that bucket was scored, the clock never stopped rolling. I'm not sure who's working the clock, but it kept rolling. And if the Warriors wanted to argue for an extra 5 seconds, they would have a legitimate beef. But I don't think anybody caught it but me. But the whole time the ball was out of bounds, the clock was rolling. The bucket was scored. The clock didn't stop. Adam Chavez was going back and forth trying to find a place to bring the ball in. And the clock continued to roll. I'm not sure if the guy running the clock is a Penguin or not, but he must be. That's the only thing I can think of. 60-53, fans. 105 to go. And this has been a tight one. 7 points is not insurmountable. With 105 to go, there's a lot of basketball to go. This will not be the last break of this game, I guarantee it. Coach Muick's got a couple tricks up his sleeve. I'm positive of it. Luckily, Tavani's sleeves are just as long. Tavani now in the backcourt. He's talking to Wells as Ari Ivantosh goes to the line. Ari on the way. Yes. Ivantosh has been nails from the line tonight. Ari, two bounces, and he makes this one, and that is so huge. 62-53. 1 minute exactly, fans. Now the Penguins try to tip it out. Three ball on the way by Kristoff. No, he gets it. Ryan Trammell comes down with it. Ari in the backcourt, 54 seconds. They get it up to Wells. Now Wells zigzags, works it back to Pat Fahey, and Fahey drains it. 64-53, the Penguins are on top. 49 seconds to go. 11 points and 49, I think that may be insurmountable. But I don't want to say anything crazy. I sure don't want to jinx it. Three ball goes up. Warriors, nothing. Tipped out. Penguins have it on the down. 35 seconds. And Ryan Trammell is called on a foul. Trammell's called with a push. 36.5 seconds to go. That's the ninth team foul committed by the Penguins. To the line is Looning, and he buries the first one. 10-point game with 36.5 seconds to go. On the way, Looning. Oh, he missed this one. It's tipped up. Adam Chavez has got it. He flings it up to Wells. Left side, Wells all alone with the layup. Wells for two! 31.7 seconds. Inbounds. The clock rolls. Left side, Jessup, Sikowski, three ball on the way. Missed it left. 21 seconds. Who comes down with it? Loose ball! It's going to be Penguin ball. It came out off of the foot of Looning. 66-54. 17.9 seconds. Penguin fans are beginning to feel a little more comfortable, but not totally. 16.7 seconds as the inbounds goes to Fahey, who missed the two on the technical. They bring it into Fahey, and he's fouled immediately. People waving the Australian flag out there. And Alistair Flack kind of likes that. The black hole waving the Australian flag. On the line, Pat Fahey, yes. Fahey cans them both. Inbounds clock, roll 16. Across the middle, Sikowski, right side. No, that's Hull. He buries the deuce with a smooth layup, 12.7 seconds. Adam Chavez brings it in. He throws it the length of the court to Fahey, left side. Fahey with great patience. Fahey travels with it. 10.5 seconds to go. Inbounds. Here's Hull. Hull goes again. He gives it away. Wells has got it five. Adam Chavez, three. Adam goes up and he's fouled with 2.3 seconds to go. And the refs collapse in on all the players. Because that was a pretty heavy foul. And now the referees are in conference. And we'll get a call coming up right now. Technical foul is called on Lucas Burchard. And with 2.3 seconds to go, 68-56, the Penguins are on top and Adam Chavez goes to the line. So the Penguins are not only going to get these two shots, but going to get the inbounds. And this one's on the way and Chavez buries the first one. And the Penguins are going to move to 9-1 in conference play. No matter what happens here. Chavez on the way. He makes that one. For good measure, 70-56. So the Penguins are going to have it on the inbounds. 2.3 seconds to go. 2.3 seconds. Ari Ivantosh is going to bring it in. On the short side, Ivantosh brings it in, two. Raymond has it, one. And that's game, fans. And the Penguins have done it again. The Penguins go to 9-1 in conference. Final score, 70-56. Man, what a beautiful night of basketball. The Penguin ladies took care of business early. Penguin men take care of business late. 70-56, your final. And you heard it right here live on radio.dominican.edu. Our next broadcast coming up in 3 days as the Penguin men and women will be taking on the Red Hawks from Simpson University. On the 29th, Tuesday night, the women, 5:30, the guys, 7:30. We'll have it for you right here on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. See y'all then. Thanks for joining us tonight.